Item number 13 is from the Interim Director of Labor Relations, requesting authorization to ratify the 2012 Memorandum of Agreement between Milwaukee County and the Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, Local 5000 AFT AFL-CIO. This is also referred to the Committee on Personnel, also to the Pension Study and Pension Board.
Okay. Please come forward, introduce yourself, give us a summary of the MOA as well as the fiscal note.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Fred Vowell. I'm the Interim Director of Labor Relations, and I was directed to, by the board, attempt to negotiate a tentative agreement with the Nurses Association for the year 2012. So it would be a one-year successor agreement to their current agreement that expires on December 31st of this year. The tentative agreement contains the provisions from the 2010 and 2011 org units 1950 and 1972 with respect to all of the savings that the county wanted to get in the areas of health insurance, wages, and pension, as well as overtime and eliminating some of the pay practices that the county has with the association. The nurses union and the county met twice, and during those two meetings we were able to come up with a tentative agreement along those same guidelines as I just described, and that is what is before you today. And I would recommend adoption of the tentative agreement.
Okay, Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. I'm going to move approval. And I want to make a couple points just for clarification, Mr. Ball, and others in the room, to make sure I'm understanding everything, is that this is a long time coming. This is night and day between what AFSCME and what the nurses have negotiated over the last couple of years. We've had 1950 and 1972, as Mr. Ball pointed out. We've had to make very difficult decisions in our budgets. We were given budgets that were extremely difficult, and we were asking our unions to go along with us elected officials and all the non-reps to try to cooperate, try to make concessions so we could work on our fiduciary responsibility to balance the budget. The nurses stepped forward from the very beginning. In the last 2 years, they've taken the concessions that we've taken ourselves and all the non-reps have. I really appreciate that in this tough economy and the tough job that they have working on our mental health and in our jails. A lot of appeals were going to the Wisconsin Employment Relations Committee. They didn't do that. The overtime situation is one that's very severe and very costly to the county. They did a, if I'm correct on this, a special collateral, not asking for that. They saved us, I know, we could go up to $200,000, I think, just on the health savings, okay? Now, if you multiply that, now this is only with 255 full-time employees. AFSCME has over 3,000 full-time employees. So you want to multiply this by 30,000. I keep getting these notes how much it's costing us because we're not negotiating with AFSCME, and I thought we always could negotiate. I don't know who wants to take the blame on this. It's too late to be talking about it anyway, but there's always a chance for volunteer. The nurses volunteered to do all these things. They have cooperated with us in this from the very beginning, and I'm most appreciative of that. I've said it, unless you want to volunteer and do it, you're going to have to sometime, it's going to come, that you're going to be mandated to do it. And that's what's happened. And I don't like all that, but that's what's happened. So I'm very happy. I think Ms. Ollie particularly has shown great leadership. I know we have the work group tomorrow on personnel. We're going to be talking about sick leave and other areas. She had some input into that that the county executive is looking at. We're working together to do all these things. And the nurses are in the trenches. Never been against our employees. We value all our employees. But the last point I would say is it seems to me with all the different concessions, I think, have taken a package of 10% across the board besides all the other considerations they've given us over the last couple of years, and that this is as good or better than we could get in the repair bill as far as they're paying towards their pensions, they've paid more for their health, they've taken the freezes, They've taken the 2 to 1.6, a big one multiplier. They had in their clause and retirees, which is a big cost to this county. And when we negotiate any kind of health or anything, that if it automatically retirees are put in that, they waive that clause also, which is a terrific savings to the county. As everyone knows, we have many more retirees than we have actives. And so for all those reasons, that's why I'm voting for it. Thank you. And, well, I guess my question was, though, is this true? Is this something we're looking at that indeed this contract is as good or as better? Is even that even possible? I heard with some of the things, all the nuances that you should know that I'm not privy to, maybe a little bit, or remember everything, that we would get in the budget repair bill passed.
I would say that it is better than what we would get in the budget repair bill.
Can you be a little more specific, please?
In the area of the pension, as was negotiated or was directed for the non-RIP employees, they, by the end of the year, will have a 4% pension contribution, and with a 2% increase in wages, staggered from 1% in June, 1% in December. This agreement calls for roughly a 6% pension contribution, but you have to remember all these savings are first in 2012.
Yeah.
There are no savings garnered this year. So,
okay. Supervisor DeBurn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also wanted to just reiterate for the record, because it's the first time this item has really been discussed in any committee, that this MOU nets the county financially. Milwaukee County is better off financially under this agreement than we would be under the state contract, and that's what happens when people like mine realize it's time to work together. And the kind of possible things that could happen. So that's important. But I did want to double check to make sure, and I think the answer is going to be yes, but I think it needs to be on the record, that as of this point, this contract is legally before us. I see Mr. Grady in the audience. I do have an attorney here, but that, correct?
Mr. Grady.
I'll be quick, so I'll stand up. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the collective bargaining law that everyone is referring to is not yet in legal effect, so we are currently operating under the Municipal Employment Relations Act.
So the item is legally before us. It also is scheduled for personnel tomorrow, I believe. Is that not correct?
That's correct, and you're correct on both points.
And as long as both committees hear it and take action, then it will legally be before the county board at the next county board meeting, correct?
On June 23rd.
Yes, on June 23rd.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Mr. Payne.
Sure, both committees have to take action, but as long as it's in front of both committees, at least one committee takes action.
The ordinance that we've been referring to in Chapter 80 says a personnel committee shall give it a positive or negative recommendation. So we have to give it a recommendation. It doesn't have to be a positive one, but they have
right.
to give it a recommendation.
Right. Okay. And then the fiscal note meets the statutory requirements for the preparation of a fiscal note and the parties that need to sign off on that. Is that also correct?
To be honest with you, I just started looking at the fiscal note, but I'm assuming it does.
Mr. Hare?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. King, I signed off on it.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, I'm trying to say, my colleagues understand that we work together as a team to make sure that we do the best thing for Milwaukee County and our employees. Second of all, we are acting within our own rights. If you heard from the interim director of labor relations, we are making sure that we do the right thing for Milwaukee County taxpayers. We are saving money, and we're also working with our employees. That's all I want to continue to make sure that we understand. Let's not be divided because of what the state is doing, because half the time what the state is doing is trying to hurt other people. Remember, we are in our own health insurance. We own our own pension. And that's why I have some questions about how they can dictate certain things that we are doing, even though we are armed. But they don't contribute to our bottom line for certain things. And I'm happy that we have this agreement. And I hope we can work with other unions to make sure that we have a timely and orderly to work with them also. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Supervisor Smith, moved approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On approval, Supervisors DeBruin?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve 6-0.
Okay, no items before us. So we have Supervisor Rice in the audience who'd like to, I guess, address this body.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the recognition and the opportunity to ask a question. I was listening on the speaker and felt compelled to come and ask the question because what I thought I heard Mr. Bau in response to the question, I think, from Supervisor Schmidt, say that the contract that is before you today offers, paraphrasing, a preferred deal or a better deal than what the county might obtain under the provisions of the budget repair bill. And I wanted to get a clarification on that since we may be addressing this in the future. My understanding is that under the provisions of the budget repair bill, all of the subjects that are contained in the tentative agreement, with the exception of a limited provision on wages, would become prohibited subjects of bargaining. And that Milwaukee County going forward would have virtually unfettered ability to look at management rights, to look at what the best relationship is with this collective bargaining unit or other collective bargaining units. And so my confusion is how our staff can represent this as being a better provision than what we might be able to obtain going forward, given the fact that those bargaining provisions would no longer be a part of the state law. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll direct you to just answer as it pertains to the MOA before us. We don't want to speculate on the difference between what the governor hopes to achieve and what we may actually receive. So if you can just speak on the MOA before us, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the MOA before you reflects a document that we have been able to negotiate all of the changes that were called for with org units 1950 and 1972 in the years 2010 and 2011. All of those specific items were identified in the 2010-2011 budget, and we were advised that the savings from all of those identified items would total roughly $1.4 million for this particular bargaining unit. As you can see from the fiscal note, the savings for this contract is roughly $1.7 million. The difference in those two numbers come with the pension contribution. And you have to still remember that all these savings are still in 2012. What Supervisor Rice identifies is accurate. Under the new law, whenever that goes into effect, theoretically right now, June 29th, we would only be obligated to negotiate on a wage increase for this bargaining unit or any other bargaining unit except the deputies and the firefighters, because they're not covered by the law. So from a perspective of what we are able to get today, this MOA is better than what we would be able to get under the current law as we know it today. Now, what Supervisor Rice says probably is true. We could get more savings if we had waited, but I don't think that is what either I was directed to do or was the intent of this MOA.
Does that answer your question, Supervisor Rice?
It did. I appreciate it. It clarifies it a great deal because I think the misperception may have been that what was being presented is somehow a cost savings over what would be available to Milwaukee County after the enactment of the budget repair bill. And I think that raises for all of us, I think, a question about what our fiduciary duties are to the taxpayers.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to acknowledge we also have Supervisor Lipscomb as well as Supervisor Dimitrievich in the audience. Okay, no other items before us. Meeting's adjourned.